You're such an asshole.
All right. I got a video response. And this is, hang on. This is from the website Austin Max Investing. This kid, a younger man than me, he graduated with a degree in finance. He's like, hey, can you do a video response to my video? Because he's got his YouTube channel about, you know, what they don't tell you about majoring in finance. So let me read his original request. Here it is. I'm interested in having you do a live reaction video to on your YouTube channel to a video I post on my own YouTube channel. The video is about why getting a bachelor's degree in finance is a scam. So it's a topic relevant to your audience, is something you already know a lot about. Well, I don't think it's relevant to my audience because I've warned them ever since the dawn of time not to major in finance. The video is over a little 10 minutes long. This would be a reaction video, not really you really answering a question. So you wouldn't have to put any effort into researching anything. It's not complex, just either your thoughts. How much would it cost? I said $55 because I got to sit through it. And just so you know, I'm losing everything. There we are. There we are. I'm hoping his voice changes because it plays. There's no intro. It just plays. I was like, at last. I'm like, whoa. Please tell me this isn't your real voice. So let's go ahead and we'll go through it here.
At last, after 4 hard years of studying at this prestigious university amongst our nation's brightest, youngest minds, I finally achieved my bachelor's degree in finance. I did it, Mom and Dad. I did it. Just like you told me to. So now.
Okay. This can't be your voice, man. This is like the voice for the... Well, maybe it'll work. Because Rush has a female vocalist. Well, they claim it's a guy.
I will choose free will.
So they succeeded, but yeah, I hope this is a shtick voice that you're doing.
I can finally achieve my dream of becoming a banker / financier / sit at my desk a lot. And I'm going to do bright and amazing things in the future too, because I have passion. So watch out, world, because I'm coming for you.
Several months later.
Spare change, ma'am.
Squidward?
That's this is every degree, though, unless you're engineering.
Squidward, is that you?
While some people are perfectly happy, just trading.
All right, thank God you got a good voice. Okay, good.
In the stock market, other people want a bit more of a traditional career in finance in addition to trading the stock market. But what's the problem with a bachelor's degree?
You're reading. Don't read. Rehearse, get it down. You could either do a perfect performance, like you got it down like a theater, someone on stage, like you're performing flawlessly, or just wing it like I do. Don't read halfway.
In finance, you'd think, well, I want to work in finance, so I should get a bachelor's degree in finance? Like, you'd think it would work, but...
See, that's normal. That's good. All right. Okay. It's just normal.
The problem with this overhyped degree is that the people that are promoting it to you and want to sell you on this degree and get you to go to their college and pay their tuition fees, they're living in a 1970s, 1980s fantasy land. And the landscape of finance has really changed. The first big reason...
See, yeah, you're reading. This is too staccato. It's too painful. Well, you need just bullet points. That's the trick. Just bullet points. Boom, this thing. Your brain will... trust you, me. Just trust me on this. Your brain already knows what it wants to say. It doesn't need to read it. All you need is a bullet point. So if you ever watch me do a video, like a presentation, like with a PowerPoint, it's just bullet points.
Reason for this degree not being relevant is actually an older one that's been around for a while. And this is that the degree is not very specialized. Maybe you learn some basic accounting and learn the basics about the stock market, some terms, but you're not specializing in one specific skill. Like, I can do this one skill for you, employer. Employer, you have this problem. I can solve this problem for you. Pay me. You don't have that because you're too much of a generalist and you don't focus on one aspect of finance.
I don't know what the degree was, but financial statement analysis, you can go into underwriting. That's about the only real job you can get with a degree in finance. But you're way better off going into accounting because you could also do that as well, being an analyst. So it's not, unfortunately, I wish finance was that general, But what they do is they try to teach you to such a high level to basically do the jobs of other people, like, you know, do some modeling, although that's been replaced by computer programmers now and quants. But there was a lot of like a lot of modeling, but also had to go into the theory of how to value stocks, how to value assets. They have other people that you need years experience at a CFA and all that other stuff. They're not going to give that to someone with a degree in finance. So there were somewhat practical skills in finance, but no one was going to hire someone fresh out of college for them. That's the, but yeah, you're generally right. Yes, it is, outside of that, like in terms of getting into going up to an employer and say, well, I can analyze financial statements and crunch some ratio. They don't care. You really don't have that much of a skilled degree or valuable degree.
Yes. So let's say I'm a mutual fund manager and I'm doing dozens and dozens of trades and I'm starting to get worried. I'm like, I can't keep track of all these trades. I'm starting to run out of options here. I need someone to keep track of my trades so I can file taxes and don't mess up my taxes. Is he going to hire the bachelor's degree in finance major who's just a generalist and has only taken general classes on accounting? Or is he going to hire the specialist, the accountant, who spent all of his college learning one specific skill very well? The specific skill.
1,000 points of
light.
He's
going to hire the accountant. So specialists have always had an advantage over generalist majors. Now, in the past, it hasn't been impossible to get a job in finance. Back in the 70s and 80s and all those years. Because
yes.
Not a lot of people had college degrees back then. So regardless if you had a degree in finance or puppetry, it didn't really matter. If you just had a degree, most employers would be like, wow, he has a degree. I haven't seen that before.
It is interesting, like how far back in the day, the boomers, like if you had a college educated, and now how far the college degree has dropped, where it's like, yeah, I don't care about your college degree. Like, just get out of here with that thing. Because they are so ubiquitous, so common, and so worthless, and sometimes damaging. Yeah, and finance, oh my God, I can't imagine. It was a pretty worthless degree in the 90s and the aughts, certainly. But I can't imagine now. Like, there was a gal, was she a Carlson graduate? And like her tweet was like, look out world, here comes a POC. I'm like, what's a POC? I love a person of color and I'm going to be your boss someday. I'm like, oh yeah. You graduated with, and I think she graduated something like with marketing. This is like, I got to look her up, see if she ever got a job. Cause that's at least a year old. I wonder how her career's going with the disease.
Cool. We'll hire him. So a college degree was more of a rare thing versus now with the push to everyone should be educated. Additionally, there was some jobs
painful.
Where
you're reading; it's painful.
Much of a specialist job, like you could be a broker, or maybe a financial analyst, where you wouldn't really know much after graduating with a bachelor's degree in finance. But they could train you from the ground up, and you wouldn't know anything. But they could work with you and get you up to speed. However, even this option of, well, maybe I can't be an accountant, but I could be a broker or maybe a little bit less of a specialist job. This option is also disappearing because of the second major reason why this degree is now worthless. The second reason. The year is 1995, the dot-com era, and a massive bull market in tech stocks. This was the rise of the internet. And this era also coincided with a massive loss in finance jobs. And this is because even though the internet existed before 1995, it really started to get its mainstream use. The average Joe started using this. So instead of having to take a piece of paper and physically order what you want.
I think that's the CME. I remember working not far away from there. And like, you could go there and watch the trading floor.
Wanted to buy from a broker. Like, hey, give me the stock at this.
Don't they all look like douchebags? I'm just saying, there's your finance bros. There's your 80s finance bros.
This price. You could just go online to an online broker and just order it yourself. You didn't need a broker anymore. Also, with the internet, information was a lot easier to get. You didn't need as many financial analysts because of the internet. You didn't need that many people working towards information and interpreting it because it was so easy to get. So a lot of these jobs were lost.
Guess when old Cappy graduated? I remember this. Like, now it was really cool because it wasn't just the internet, but kind of internet-based services using the same system, where you could use like a Bloomberg terminal. There were all these other data services you could get, and you could see just like, I remember going to college and starting going to the library. And by the time I graduated from college, you never went to the library because everything was on the internet by that time. Well, not everything, but that's where most of your research was being conducted. And I was lucky enough, or not so lucky enough, to be interning at some larger banks that did actually have all these data services. And it was amazing. Like, I had access to all this data and I was further ahead, had more research than anyone at the university did, because this company paid for the, I mean, it was there. It was wonderful. But it was great seeing that migration and that technology move fast. Where all of a sudden it's like, I don't even think they got Bloomberg terminals anymore. I really don't think so. And if they do, I don't know why the heck you're paying for them. But I want to see if you got the third reason that finance is no longer a viable degree as well. We'll see if you got
1995 to present day. However, there was a new job created with the internet. But this job has nothing to do with a bachelor's degree in finance. So we're on the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics website. And this is a great website to look up your career, future job prospects. But a lot of jobs may have been lost in this internet era, but new jobs were created, specifically software developers. Even today, 22% projected job growth from 2020 to 2030. And for reference, the average job growth is 6%. So 22%, that's almost four times the average job growth. It's pretty good right here. Now, you may think, well, what does a software developer have to do with finance? Aren't these guys working for Google and Facebook and creating smartphone apps? And that is true. A big majority of them are doing that. But there's also a massive demand for quants and people that can program algorithms to trade the stock market. The internet may have made a lot of jobs obsolete, but it also made a lot of jobs relevant. So a big chunk of this 22% job growth right here is from quants and computer programmers programming algorithms to trade the stock market. Whereas if you go over here with commodities, financial services, sales agents, basically brokers, it only has 4% growth, slower than average of the average of 6%. And this probably would be negative, but a big chunk of these jobs, their duties have shifted. Whereas traditionally, as a broker, you would be, you know, taking orders. Now it's more like,
I logged on to eTrade.com and I can't figure out how to buy the stocks. Can you walk me through it, please, broker?
You're a glorified.
Okay. Your reading sucks. Not that your reading is fine. You just shouldn't be reading. You got voices, man. You could do voices. That's good. That's good. You got to loosen up.
By customer service agent. You're not really a broker. Like in the 1980s, you're not doing what they used to do. You're a glorified customer service rep. And as a result, you get paid a lot less. Additionally, a big chunk of this, financial analysts, really, you're just a computer programmer. Yeah, maybe you're a financial analyst in title, but you're programming a lot of systems. You're
not even doing that. You're just doing data entry. But most of the models I programmed because they didn't have any at the places I worked, and I could get my job done a lot quicker. And then they would either complain about the pettiest of things, literally the shading of the grayscale color on some of the charts. And then like, well, I don't like this. I want the chart to look like that. And it's like, look, I could do all the work of the analyst if you just let me use this model. But yeah, nowadays, now you can pay gobs of money for software that does the underwriting and financial analysis for you. And all the analysts are are just data entries people. I remember when I was my first job as an analyst, all I did was fax. So all we did was fax in trades. That was it. There was no analysis going, which is, again, why all boomers must go for a swim to China with a cinder block. But yeah, even back in the day, you weren't doing any financial analysis. You were merely plugging in data. That's all you were doing.
You're doing a different duty than your title. So a lot of these older tasks you had to do that paid well are now being automated and you're having to do different tasks. So these jobs are dying out, but software developers, people that are getting degrees in computer programming and a bachelor's degree in software engineering, they're the future. So even if you don't get a career in finance with a bachelor's degree in computer programming or computer science or software engineering, well, there's a lot of jobs in Google and Facebook and programming apps. So a great future here. If I was to do finance and a career in finance, I would do this. I would get a bachelor's degree in computer science and a computer programming and software engineering, all that, instead of a bachelor's degree in finance. That being said, not everyone can be a computer programmer. I acknowledge that. It's a really complicated and hard field to get into, and not everyone's gifted in that field. That being said, if you still want to work in finance, there's another job you could do, and that's a financial advisor. Whereas a computer programmer and a software engineer, they're more programming the algorithms, problem solving, generating money, just very analytical. A financial.
All right, now, before I forget, you forgot the third thing why there is no real finance jobs anymore, that none of them can beat the index and everyone's switching to index investing. That technology replacing the traders and the brokerage, that's one thing, and certainly has wiped out the operations floor. But the white collar office stuff, now that you just invest in the index and you can beat all these people with their MBAs in finance and they all went to Wharton or Harvard, that is another reason. And this is going to obsolete your financial advisors because you don't need a financial. You got robo advisors now, once again, programmed by software engineers. Let's
go here. So advisors more on the emotional side of things, the client firm relationship, explaining to people in a simplified way how to do things, what to invest in, because not a lot of people want to talk to a robo advisor. There's a lot of value in the human to human interaction, and a robot can't do that. So if you want to have a career as a computer programmer and program algorithms, you need a bachelor's degree in computer science. However, you don't even need a degree to be a financial advisor. The main thing you need is just a Series 7 securities license. But how would you actually get a Series 7 securities license? To take the Series 7 exam, you must be sponsored by a FINRA member firm or a self-regulatory organization. So basically, you could just get a job with Merrill Lynch or Edward Jones, and they'll sponsor you. They'll take you untrained, train you up, sponsor you, and then you can take the test, pass your exam, and then you can get a job. It's pretty straightforward. But let's say you don't want to be a financial advisor, and you also don't want to be a stock market algorithm programmer. What's a more effective use of your time than spending 4 years getting a finance degree?
Sucking dick.
Well, there's actually a third option for you.
Okay.
I've tried this system myself.
Oh, this
and
is
this
sucking
is designed
dick?
To save you as much time as possible.
Now you make a lot
of
money
very closely.
Dick. Okay.
Step number one. Take the tuition money you were originally planning on spending on your finance.
Dude, if you've come up with the idea that I've been meaning, if this is it, I'm very impressed. Then you did pay attention and fine. I'm giving you a joke about the sucking dick, but you can make more money probably sucking dick with a degree in finance because you don't make that much. But this, let's see.
Finance degree and get a good firm grip on it. Step number two, find yourself a toilet. Step three, flush it all away. Now, I understand this flies in the face of more traditional means of wasting your money, but while university takes 4 years to dissolve your life savings, with the power of my flush financial system, you can be free from the burden of your money in just moments. And just as long as you don't clog it up, there's a no money back guarantee. But overall, all I'm trying to say here is that automation is going to affect a lot of fields, not just finance. So whether you're starting a new career or you already have a career and you're looking to transition to something else, it's best to see how automation is going to affect that in the future. You plan for your trades, you should probably plan for your future. That being said, this is the end of the video. As always, like.
Well, I was hoping you'd say is you throw in the S&P 500, though you could do this with pretty much any degree. If you took all the money that you invest in college and threw it in the S&P 500, and assuming the rates, you would come out millions of dollars ahead, way further ahead than whatever marginal increase you're going to get. With added income. But basically, all right, your video sucks because you're reading. It's not natural. It's not flowing. Second is a little long. You didn't get, and third, if you're going to do something like this, you got to get into the human element And in this particular case, finance majors, they're egotistical. So what you should do is you should personally slam on them, make fun of them, expose them for the failed dude bros that they are. And that is going to cause sensationalism and controversy and anger and rage. It will also add, yeah, you're telling your, to my audience anyway, it's not anything new under the sun. To a younger audience, yes, this may play well, but you need to not read. I mean, just look at the most popular, you know, YouTubers under 30. I don't think any of them do any rehearsing. I could be wrong, but I think PewDiePie and what's it, Frank something, they just kind of talk and maybe they edit a little bit, but you were reading. Don't read. There's no read. You have a couple points that you want to hit. Jot down those points that you talk about them. With your video editing, if you want to do video editing, all right, then you have a script, but you can have the audio track running while you mess up, but then you could perfect your audio track. But I wouldn't record you reading then. Don't, because then you could tell you're reading. If you had had all audio, all video and clips and everything like that, and just your voice going, then it would have been a lot better because people wouldn't have seen you read. And then you could edit out the pauses and everything. But if you're not going to do that and you're going to record your face, don't read. All right, let's go to the super chat. Mexi Mike and Cheese, $2. Super chat last stream went through right when you ended. All right, I'll have to grab that later. James Martin, $5 USA Today. USA Today. It's not a, hang on, let's close that out. All right, USA Today is not a real news. Don't get upset about USA Today. Again, about as many people read that as people read Playboy. It's not my fault there's not enough space. Plus size travelers share struggles, show strength. Welcome to Clown World. It's not real news. Fred Freeman Saul, $5. I'll quit my job by end of the year and retire on $200,000 in Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, or South America. If I run out of money, get cheap masters of finance at the University of Illinois, Chicago, and work more. No, don't get a master's degree in finance. Don't do that. Eric Powell, $5. Hey, professor, check out Prairie Berry. Oh, of course. I know. Yeah. I drive past it all the time. That's just south of Sturgis. When you're not crunching numbers, you'll love it. I've been there. I'm not a huge fan of it. There was a, like, I think they had a Sunday morning something and like you got two things of mimosas and then there was some food that came along with it. How the heck did you know about that? That's not like Mount Rushmore or Spearfish Canyon. You'd have to purposely go there. But yeah, I go there and I've always go there, cause I do a loop on my motorcycle, through Van Ocker Canyon, which coming on Nemo empties out, by that prairie barrier. But yeah, I'm intricately familiar with that. So it's just, how do you know where Prairie Berry is? All right. That it, we got everything. I think we got everything. All right. That's it. We'll see you guys later. Oh yeah. See, you're very well. I'd say. You run out of, if you're going to Prairie Berry, like, this is the place you have to go. Screw the Grand Canyon. You are very well traveled. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.